Our battle is against the enemy. Do you not realize that? I hope everybody in this building can see that. See what that means in your life. That the devil is going to try to defeat you in any way possible. He's an enemy. He's the enemy of the children of God, as well as the enemy of God the Father. He was cast out of the presence of God centuries ago, way back before time, because he tried to exalt himself above God. And he's been an enemy of God ever since. And one of his things he just loves to do is torment believers. That's what he just thinks that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn in our Bibles to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah 40. If you're used to studying the Bible, you know that Isaiah is a very wonderful book. If you are not used to studying the Bible, take some time to read in the book of Isaiah. It's a beautiful thing. He's a great prophet of God. We're going to begin reading in verse 28 of chapter 40. Chapter 40, verse 28. Praise the Lord. God, our Father, we just believe you to bless the words of this sermon. Father, bless these words to our hearts and cause us to lay hold of your truth and of your word for our own personal life, dear Father, that we will learn to walk with you and trust in you, Father, for needs that we have. In Jesus' holy name. So verse 28, hast thou not known? It's a good question. After we read a little bit, you might think about that and say, okay, what it is that I have not known? Sometimes we think we know it all, you know. And then we go through another set of trials, and all of a sudden we realize we don't know all that. We have to keep on trusting God, don't we? Hast thou not known? I have written into my margin, do we doubt God? Like Israel did. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? How many times have you heard the truth? How many times have you heard the word of God? This group of people right here, we've heard the word of God many, many times in our life, probably most of our lifetime, a lot of us. Yes, have we not heard the word of God? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. The word weary there in the original means to be a total exhaustion. When God the Father looks down at mankind, no doubt we could think, boy, he's probably exhausted with this project because he has to work so hard to deal with people. People are always going contrary. So many do it, go contrary to what God wants in their life. But we know the Lord, don't we, as the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He doesn't give up. He keeps on going. He's the eternal God. Praise the Lord. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching in his understanding. There is no way that any of his power can stop. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Oh, hallelujah. Where would we be without that? You know, you can't go on without the Lord. You cannot just say, okay, I'll just live my life. God will, you know, he'll take care of me, but I won't really yield to him. When we yield to the Lord, he's responsible, isn't he? He's always responsible for us, but he loves us to be yielded to him so that he can work in our lives. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Praise the Lord. He is strength. Apostle Paul learned that. He had a weakness in his flesh. He had been in those prisons, in those dark, horrible prisons, for many, many times. And he had this problem in his body. But he learned not to faint. He learned to realize that the Lord would give him the strength that he needed. How precious it is to have the writings of Paul. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And we see that nowadays. So many of the youth, even of the United States, giving up on life and all the things that they're doing. And the young men shall utterly fall. Yes, in the natural sense, there is no hope. In the natural sense of the world today, there's not much hope in the United States. We have a lot of problems. I'm sure you see that when you watch the news. You watch them doing all kinds of things in stores, just stealing the stuff, nobody stopping them. My goodness, all of this stuff that they've allowed all of these immigrants to come up here and just be living on the streets. You can think two things. You can have one thing in your mind, oh, well, we need all of those people, and we need, and you know, this is good to be good-hearted and let everybody just come and just live in the streets if they want to, and just all this. Or you can think of it that these are signs of the time where nations are letting down on what is right. People are not standing for what is right in this world. But notice what it says in verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait, you know what that word is? You know, when we see a little word like that, of course I know what it means to wait. I've had to wait in line at stores and things. I know what it means to wait. But you see, in the original language, a lot of times the words were put here by English people, and the word is not necessarily wait. The word actually says, they that bind together by twisting. That's what it means to wait. It's an impossible situation, and so you trust in God, and he winds together all of the problems, all the troubles. He just winds them all together. And he helps us to be able to wait. He helps us to be able to have that victory. What do we bind ourselves together with? We bind it together with God. God is waiting to take care of us. He loves us. And we just bind our life with God. We just say, here I am, Lord. Take me, take care of me, whatever it is that I need. Just take care of my needs. And he does that. He is so precious. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It isn't us renewing our strength in ourselves. It's the Lord God giving us the strength to be renewed, to keep on going, keep on going. Think of a race course in the natural when there's one man, there's one woman that is about to win the race, and sometimes they will just get so tired that they just feel they cannot put another step in front of their body to get there. And the crowd along the ways will start saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And that person will keep on going until they touch that thing that they drape across there, and they win that race. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. He says he's going to renew our strength and that we will be able to mount up with wings as eagles. Praise the Lord. The power of the old eagle, clear back in the Old Testament, just rising above all the storms and troubles that there are in this world and sailing away up high to their rock cliff. And the Lord just protecting them. Amazing. Amazing. That's you and me. That's you and me. The Lord can put his arms right under us and just hold us up and just bring us on up. Sometimes we feel so down, don't we? We're humans. We all can feel down sometimes. But the Lord God puts his arms right under us and just lifts us up. We're his children. Praise the Lord. He cares about us. He cares about us. The wings as eagles. And we learn to fly like that in the presence of the Lord and letting him work in us and give us that strength, because we don't have the strength in ourselves. He says, they shall run. It's been a lot of years since I have run anywhere in the natural. And I know many of you are that old, too, that you probably haven't run in a long time either. But spiritually, Apostle Paul talks about it, running to win this race, running in Christ, a spiritual thing. Not that I'm going to run up and down here on this place right here or in this place, but I'm running spiritually. I'm running spiritually. Are you running for the things of the Lord spiritually? Are you laying hold of this word of God? Praise the Lord. And he says that when we run and we take those eagle wings that God prepares for us, we start running, we will not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love that scripture. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. If you've gone through trials, you know how the enemy tries to fight us. He hates us. I want us to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, in the book of Ephesians. Apostle Paul he lived right around the Roman government, the Roman soldiers, all of those. He saw them and their costumes, their whole gear that they wore, how they wore breastplates that were sturdy, so when they went out to battle, people couldn't just kill them immediately, and all of the different things, as you have seen before, no doubt in pictures. And so Apostle Paul in this place warns us to be dressed in this kind of armor spiritually. And that's what we're going to just look at for a little bit. We're going to go to verse 10 of chapter 6. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God does not ask us, now you just try to be okay now down there. I'm depending on you to be strong now. He doesn't say that. He says, you have to have my strength. He realizes our weakness. He knows that we're not able to be an overcomer in ourselves. I hope there's nobody here that thinks that they can overcome and be what God wants them to in themselves, because we fail. We fail when we do that. But he says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See? He tells us in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against, resisting, not just allowing the devil just to sweep us off our feet spiritually and in our minds and all the stuff that he tries, but gaining victory every day. Praise the name of Jesus, believing God is on our side. And I will trust him. I will depend on him. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Boy, we have some people some things that are terrible, aren't they? Not just the natural people around us. Maybe we don't get along with or something, and there's some kind of problem. But then we come to these spiritual principalities out there, the rulers of the darkness of this world, satanic powers that are trying to defeat the believers constantly. He's a liar, you know? And his imps, all of the ones that he has with him, are liars just like he is. And they will tell us things that are not right. But God, praise the Lord, he's there with us. They're called rulers of darkness here, and they are. And spiritual wickedness in high places. They are against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He says the word stand twice. He wants us to be able to stand in the foes, all of the troubles. The word stand actually in the Greek there means to be established, to present ourselves. In other words, God isn't going to force us. He isn't going to grab us and say, now you will stand up. He's not that kind of God. He gives us the word of God. He gives us the power to do it. And he says, now stand up. If you've had little children, you know how wonderful it was when you thought they were going to walk. I remember my first little boy, how much we wanted him to walk. We started trying to work with him when he was about 10 months old. And it took a little bit, but how proud we were when he started walking. And that's the way it is with the Lord. He wants us to make stands in him. Having done all, stand. In verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The truth of God's word is so important to our life. Every single day we need this word of God in our life. We need to be reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God and praying to the Lord God. We cannot overcome in ourselves. We have trials that are great tests. We cannot overcome. We have to depend on the Lord. Cry out to Him for help, and He will help us. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you can walk, go places, other places in the strength and grace of God and bring out to others the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Praise the Lord. That shield. Faith is our shield. And where does faith come from? The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why it's so important to be in the meetings. And that's not the only thing. It is important to read the Word of God every day. Study the Word of God. Take some time. Ask the Lord to show you things in the Word. Well, what does that mean, God? He will speak to you and tell you what that means. He will show you. If you're not able to grip it that way, you can call up somebody that knows the Word and ask them, what does that mean? And they'll be glad to tell you. Hallelujah. So this Word of God is so important, the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take that sword of the Spirit, and don't let the enemy defeat. We're going to turn now to the book of 2 Chronicles, but I'm going to read a scripture to you out of Exodus 14:13. Moses said to the people when they were at the Red Sea, and remember the Egyptians were coming behind, and this was what the words of God that he said, fear you not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The word salvation there means deliverance and victory of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. And every one of us here today, I can say this because we're humans, every one of us here today have been in trials that we tried to fix it ourselves. We tried to overcome. We tried to somehow work it out. All of us are human, and we do those kind of things. And the Lord says, fear not, stand still. Standing still doesn't look like working to me. Standing still means we're standing on the promises, as the song says, and we are seeing the deliverance and the victory that the Lord has to offer us, and we are victors in Christ Jesus. He says, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. God is saying, don't be a blabbermouth. You don't need to say one thing over and over and over and over like, okay, God, I'm okay. Okay, I'm God. Thank you. Thank you, God. I'm okay. Just keep helping me here now, Lord. I'm just about to fail. See, those are being blabbermouths. He wants us to rest on him and lay hold of the peace that he gives to us. He always helps his people. He never fails. Let's go back there now. If you already got it, you beat me. Go back to 2 Chronicles. And this is a story here about Jehoshaphat, who was the king of the people of Judah. And he had a great trial, a great, great trial. This is in chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, 13. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now, who are these people that are going to fight against the king of Israel who is standing for the Lord? They are actually people who are of this man that was with Abraham, his son, remember his nephew, Lot. These are the people that came from those two daughters of Lot that had these children. You can read that back in Genesis. So the children of Ammon and the children of Moab, and they've gone away from God. They don't worship God anymore, but yet they're enemies of the people of God. Isn't that true in our own lives? Who are the enemies? Are people, are individual, real, you know, human beings, are they our enemies? No. The enemies are those that are connected with the devil, Satan and his imps, and also people that he gets into and causes them to do bad things. Verse 2, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. That's the way to go. We get into a problem, a big thing, just cry out to the Lord, seek the Lord. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand there's not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and they built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, and pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and we cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Praise the Lord. He's just really, really speaking to the Lord here, isn't he? Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 10, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from thee and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how that they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. He's saying these people are trying to capture our land so that we will have this place of Israel to be our land. Verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. I just think that's a marvelous thing. Coming to God, a great, great group of people coming to God, and even the little children and the wives and everyone standing there working with the things of God, working with their leader to bring this message to God. It's just a precious thing. Hallelujah. God is faithful God. And he works the same ways in us. Notice in verse 14. It says, then also Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. So here this man, Jehoshaphat, the leader, he's praying and seeking after God, and all the people are with him. And then here comes this man who is a son of Zechariah. Zechariah is one of the prophets. And came, and the Spirit of the Lord was in the midst of their congregation. Isn't that beautiful? Just think of how precious. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of this congregation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Isn't that a precious thing? The great multitude. Oh, our God is greater. Our God is greater than any great multitude that can come against us. The satanic powers, anything that is all. People that yield their lives to the devil that try to harm us. God is greater. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The word means to be beat down, to fear, to be discouraged. Don't be that way. That's satanic. That's what Satan wants in our lives, to be afraid. He wants us to be afraid. But he says, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. I hope everybody in this group here today, as we go from this place, remember that the battle is not yours. You've got the Lord on your side. You have the Holy Spirit as power in your life to give you the victory. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 16. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. It's the Lord's message to all of us, isn't it? When we're in trial, he just says, be quiet, just stand still. I'm doing a work. I'm the victory. He says that to us. We can do all kinds of things to try to help ourselves, and it just doesn't seem to work, and we get discouraged. He just says, stand you still and see the salvation. That word means deliverance. It means help, H-E-L-P. It means health. The salvation that God will provide for us, that will be with us. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:13 says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand in the things that God has done for us. Hallelujah. And this man, this prophet that came, finishes up, he says, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Did any of this do any good? Sure it did. Verse 22. When they began to sing, this was when they got out there, they started praising the Lord. In verse 21, we have to read, it says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushments, he laid things in wait so that his company that was coming would fall against the children of Ammon and Moab and South and the Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. If we didn't read on, we wouldn't know exactly what it meant. When Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead. There were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. They didn't even fight these people. They went out there with the power of God, and the power of God caused these people just to fight one another. And verse 25, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. I think that what God is showing to us there in that verse 25 is that when we go through trials, and we are victors in the trial, we don't let the enemy crush us. We don't let him put us down. He's just a liar from the very beginning. And we keep on believing he will reward us. He will be our great reward one of these times, these days. We're going to see Jesus one of these days. And he has said that he will reward us according to our deeds, according to how much we yield to God, how much we let him work in our lives. We cannot overcome in ourselves. Does everybody know that? I certainly know it. I cannot overcome in myself. I cannot be strong in myself. I've got to depend on God. And that's what he wants. Boy, in this account of Jehoshaphat, he had to depend on God. He was not able to fight this great host. And God sent him a person, this man that came, and Jehaziel, and witnessed to him. See, God brings someone along to encourage us, to tell us what will happen if we trust in God, what will take place if we don't give in and be defeated. We keep on believing and trusting God. Praise the name of Jesus. So I'm not going any further. I actually have about 3 more pages. We're not going to do that. We're going to have a song. Let's come and sing a song. And if you have any needs, feel free to come up here and we will pray for you and pray with you. And let's remember to pray for one another too, as we go from this place.